Minutes away from a game of Alpha Bucks here at the Fox. That's Miley Cyrus, Midnight Sky. It's Fifi, Fev and Byron at 3 minutes to eight.
Now, Boxy, I'm going to bring up something that might be a bit unpopular, an unpopular opinion. Okay. But my opinion means nothing to do with the grand final. It actually doesn't.
It's, you are an AFL player.
Yeah, but I never played in a grand final. It means nothing. Well, that's probably not my space.
Carries more weight than mine.
Yeah, probably not my space. So it might be unpopular, but tradition is big in the AFL.
Mm.
And it's a thing that we live by in the AFL. Tradition. Like, don't change the rules. They change the rules all the time. People, I love the history that our game has. And in the history of our game, on grand final day, when it comes to the end and a team wins, a past champion will present the cup, which is great. Last year was Tommy Hafey's wife. She was with Tommy for a long time.
Yes.
She lived football and she was part of the, she took people in and they lived with her. So that was amazing.
Well, Tommy couldn't be there.
Yeah, and Tommy couldn't be there because he's passed away. Mm. This year, they've got Ian Nankervis, who's a great of the Geelong Football Club, past captain. He'll be presenting it to the Geelong Football Club if they win.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, the Tigers have nominated Ash Barty, tennis player. And I don't like it at all. I just don't think it's football. She's a supporter. She was in the grandstands about 150 rows back last week with a pot going, yes. And I love Ash Barty. Yes, supporter. She's like a cheer squad member.
Yeah.
But should she be giving away the Premiership Cup to the Premiership captain and coach? I don't think so. I think it should be a past player. She has nothing to do with the Richmond Footy Club apart from being a supporter.
Yeah.
And we're not going to see Trent Cotchin handing her the Australian Open at Melbourne Park.
No, I agree.
January, because they would never do that, the tennis
Imagine the tennis fraternity going, yes, let's get an AFL player to hand over the Australian Open trophy.
I just don't get it. It's probably unpopular.
Fev? Can I say this? Because I know, look, there will be lots of, it's a woman, it's a sportswoman.
Yeah.
There's probably
nothing
lots of merit in that. But for me, see, I think that should be a past player, a legend of the club.
Yeah.
I'd love to see KB,
history.
Kevin Bartlett.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Tom Hafey's wife, that makes sense.
Makes sense.
But I am surprised that's not a former player.
Yeah, which Geelong have, a former player, and I reckon if Ash Barty, which I love Ash Barty, I love everything she goes about.
Oh,
I
brilliant
think
she's a brilliant tennis
she's brilliant
player
and a great person.
Yeah.
And if she wasn't at the footy when they played Brisbane in the first final, drinking a pot of beer and cheering when Daniel Riolo kicked a goal, she wouldn't be giving the cup away today because she got so much publicity. The next week, she was at Gold Coast. They got her a Richmond jumper with Barty on it. Now they're like, yeah, we'll get on the coattails of this.
And Peggy, the Richmond president
has probably gone American
high-profile fan, but I agree.
I know what they're
so
trying to do.
Peggy doesn't understand. That's no. We
they're
want
trying
to see
behavioral.
What are you calling it?
What was it?
You're looking for a big word.
Yeah. Behavioral.
What?
What's that word?
I don't know what word you're looking for.
You were doing so well.
No, they're just trying to make it. They're trying to look good.
Did you say virtue signaling?
Yeah, virtual signaling. That's the one.